You are with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte and Woodman of the Worlds community outreach manager and great friend of the station, Angie Hatton. Welcome back, Angie.
It's good to be here, Tracy. Thank you.
Not so long ago, you were sitting there doing the interview.
Yeah. It's a lot harder to be on the other side answering the questions. I know I always told folks who came in for interviews, you know, you guys have the hard job. I have the easy job just asking the questions. But yeah, I'm happy to be here today.
Also a spouse for our morning edition host, Todd Hatton.
That's
and,
right.
Best friend of Winston the dog.
Yes, who we adopted after hearing him and seeing him on Puppy Sounds Good. So that's a great program, too, at WKMS.
We're here today because you have initiated a program for Woodmen of the World where you are a community outreach manager of the Kentucky West State office. It's to promote health and fitness with a fair for kids and families coming up Saturday, March 22nd. How did you strategize the initiation of this kind of event here?
Well, I guess the initial germ of the idea began with our state manager, Greg Robertson, who also works out of the state office here in Murray. He has a son who's about 14 years old, and you know, noticing from his own family's experience that the schools weren't promoting physical education as much as he remembers when he was growing up, and as much as he would like for the health of his son. And so he brought to me the idea of maybe we can get our Woodman members, who I work with primarily, our members, to support some kind of fitness or health activities that particularly aim towards children. And I brainstormed a little bit and came up with, let's do a fitness fair, something that children, elementary and middle school age children and their parents can come to and experience a fun atmosphere where they learn a little bit about health habits, nutrition, exercise, community involvement a little bit too, health and safety, and take some ideas from that they can, incorporate into their own lives.
I was interested in your saying this. By the way, this is going to be at the Mid-Continent University Gym on East Powell Road off Highway 45, again, March 22nd, a kids' fitness and wellness fair. I related a lot to the idea that sports fitness in schools seems to be sports-focused.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I think we did a lot of just goofing around on swing sets and playing dodgeball, that kind of thing, just really unfocused play. And I gather that is not the focus anymore in schools.
Correct. Actually, the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky in 2012 did a parent survey and found that while most kids do get some kind of PE or physical education sometime during the week, half of them get only 2 or 3 days of that. And the I look at the national organization's name, it's the Association of Sports and Physical Education, and the CDC, they recommend at least 60 minutes of physical education every day for kids. And while they have those PE classes, and then they also have the opportunity to be in track or to be on the football team, kids aren't getting that, as you talk about it, that free play time as much. And those activities, those just fun activities that we do, like riding a bicycle or going for a walk with our friends or, playing some kind of game together, those are the kinds of activities that we're more likely to continue after we graduate from school, where we're not on the football team anymore. And those are the activities that we're more likely to continue into our middle age. And, promoting those kinds of activities, we're hoping to have a more healthy aging population in Kentucky in the future. So, we target them young and they continue it as they get older.
Saves money for all of us. Woodmen of the World Chapters 115 and 741 are hosting this fitness fair, but they are among many partners that that you've told me about, and I wish you would share the idea of the fitness equipment actually being donated mm-hmm. after this event. That is really cool.
Sure, sure. We're buying about $500 worth of sports equipment to be used during the fitness fair for kids in our free gameplay area. It will be supervised by our volunteers, so you know we don't have kids just running around, maybe hurting themselves. But we will have sports equipment for them to try out, everything from a punching bag to a basketball hoop to some what we call moon rockers, where you stand on this balance platform and kind of hop up and down on the ball. Just a bunch of different fun things. I see you trying to imagine what that looks like, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I try to imagine my coordination in dealing with that, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, and we're trying to continue to allow that to be used in the community, because our fitness fair is just a one-day event. So we're going to be donating all of that sports equipment to the Graves County YMCA. And I've talked to the director there, and she's very happy that we're going to be donating that. And she said, I can think of a use for every single item that you listed.
So, now, this is really kid-focused, mm-hmm. and I love the idea of it being a non-pressure situation. And you're providing kids with healthy snacks and a bottle of water, and adults will just have to fend for themselves.
Or maybe the kids will be generous enough to share some water with their parents.
And once again, this is a free kids fitness and wellness fair on March 22nd at Mid-Continent University Gym. There are a whole bunch of ancillary activities around the play area. Tell me more about them.
Well, we have a bunch of other folks that are coming out to join us. The YMCA will actually be there with a booth themselves. And then we're also going to have the Graves County Health Department. They'll be talking a little bit about alcohol and tobacco prevention and promoting that, because, of course, that is part of a healthy lifestyle. We'll have the American Red Cross, which will be talking about sports first aid. We have Hibbett Sports, the local store there in Mayfield, is going to be talking a little bit about sports equipment and what you can use when you're doing different physical activities. We'll also have the Lions Club doing their KidSight camera, which is a screening for different eye problems such as glaucoma, so that you can catch them early and kids can keep their vision. And luckily enough, we also have a local optometrist that's going to be on site, so any kids that might have a screening that comes back positive, we will have somebody there to refer them to immediately. In addition, if I can go ahead and list a few others, we will have the Purchase Area Master Gardeners are going to be talking about some gardening techniques. The Graves County Extension Service will be talking about nutrition and health. I can never remember the organization's full name, but they deal with kids with special needs, special health care needs. They will be on site and talking about some resources that they have, as well as talking about the Kentucky's Connect healthcare program and how to sign up for that if anybody is interested and needs that information.
So all sorts of educational moments to be had, and I think you also mentioned a Zumba demonstration. And
there will be a Zumba demonstration. Actually, this lady that's coming, she knows how to teach Zumba, particularly for kids, kind of a modified kids Zumba. So we're looking forward to that.
Neat. Also, Friends of LBL talking about opportunities for health and fitness in the outdoors.
Definitely. Friends of Land Between the Lakes is a great organization that promotes the LBL. We have a wonderful resource in our backyard for hiking, for fishing, for
bird watching,
for just anything that you can think of. Outdoor adventuring, they call it, is the tagline for that kind of activity. And we're really excited to have them there as well.
Now, the other fascinating thing about this, and I think all of us who are not sports-oriented are a little bit intimidated by the idea of even approaching some of these activities. And you're trying to depressurize the use of equipment, the engagement in some kind of fitness activity. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, it's not always about how much you sweat. You know, sometimes just focus on having fun. You know, don't sit there and test your heart rate every 10 minutes. Just have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, and if you can't make the basket or if you fall off the moon rocker, then that's okay. You're still having fun. As, you know, we want to see kids laughing and smiling. We don't want them to feel like they're under any pressure to perform.
Once again, we're talking about the Woodmen of the World Kids Fitness and Wellness Fair with Angie Hatton. And there's one more thing we haven't mentioned. We have mentioned it's going to be March 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mid-Continent University Gym. But the door prizes.
We have several door prizes. A lot of the organizations that are participating are bringing a door prize. So I think we have over 25 door prizes. Our signature door prize, I might call it, is going to be two Nintendo Wii and Wii Fit games. So we will be giving those away because we know kids love video games, and if they're going to play video games, which we can't stop them from doing, you know, and I wouldn't want to stop them from doing that because that's a fun thing too. We want to give them the option of having a game that also gets them physical activity going as well. So that's why we're giving away the Wii Fit and Nintendo Wiis.
All right. Tracy, any questions from your end?
I'm just glad we don't have to sweat. It makes me feel much better.
You might be having so much fun that you start sweating anyway.
Angie, thanks for being here. And is there anything you'd like to finish up with as we leave talking about this event on the 22nd?
I just want to say thank you to all of the folks who are going to be joining us. We have a lot of our Woodmen member volunteers that are going to be there to help out, as well as the organizations that I mentioned that will be there. And there are a few more I probably left out, so I apologize for that. But we've gotten a lot of support from the community, and I really appreciate that because that's what makes these kinds of events successful.
Isn't it the truth? Okay, one more time. Woodmen of the World Kids Fitness and Wellness Fair, March 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Mid-Continent University Gym, which is at 99 East Powell Road off Highway 45, Mayfield. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.